Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Predictably Dumb by Adam Cross is a practical introduction to game theory and strategic decision-making. It framed around the question of why people repeatedly make poor choices in competitive situations. The book belongs to the popular business, strategy, and applied social science category rather than to formal mathematical game theory. Its purpose is to make strategic reasoning usable for readers who want clearer methods for planning, problem-solving, and anticipating the behavior of other people. Based on the available description, Cross presents game theory as a lens for understanding recurring mistakes reacting too quickly, ignoring incentives, misreading opponents, and treating complex situations as if they were simple individual choices. The emphasis is not on advanced equations, but on everyday application in business, politics, negotiations, and personal decisions. The book is aimed especially at beginners who want to connect abstract strategic concepts with practical choices under pressure, uncertainty, and competition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bad decisions become predictable when incentives are ignored. A central idea of Predictably Dumb is that poor choices are often not random accidents. They become predictable when people focus only on their own preferences and fail to examine the incentive structure around them. Game theory begins from the premise that choices are interdependent. One person's best option depends on what others are likely to do. In competitive settings, this means that a decision that looks reasonable in isolation may be weak once rivals, partners, or opponents respond. Cross uses this framing to shift the reader away from judging decisions only by intention or confidence. The more important question is whether the choice accounts for payoffs, constraints, and likely reactions. This is a useful corrective to everyday decision habits because many people assume that effort, intelligence, or sincerity are enough. The strategic view asks for a more disciplined analysis: who benefits, who loses, what options are available, and what each participant has reason to choose. The practical value is that it turns mistakes into diagnosable patterns rather than personal mysteries. Secondly, game theory is presented as a practical tool for reading competitive situations. The book positions game theory less as a mathematical specialty and more as a practical language for interpreting competition. Its focus is on helping readers see situations as games with players. Choices, incentives, information gaps, and possible outcomes. This matters because many real decisions are not solved by choosing the option that appears best at first glance. A business negotiation, workplace conflict, pricing decision, political move, or personal disagreement can change once another party adjusts to the first move. Cross therefore emphasizes the habit of asking what the other side wants and what action would be rational from its perspective. That does not require agreement or sympathy. It requires strategic empathy, meaning a clear view of another participant's incentives. This approach helps readers avoid the common error, assuming that others will respond, as expected, simply because the reader thinks a plan is sensible. By treating competitive situations as interactive systems, the book encourages more realistic planning and reduces reliance on optimism, guesswork, or one-sided analysis. Thirdly, strategic planning depends on anticipating reactions, not just setting goals. Predictably Dumb connects game theory to strategic planning by arguing that a plan is incomplete unless it includes expected responses from others. A goal can be clear, and the first action can be well designed, yet the outcome may still fail if competitors, colleagues, customers, or opponents react differently than assumed. The book's strategic planning angle, therefore, moves beyond personal productivity or goal setting. It asks readers to think in sequences: if I do this, what is the most likely reply, and what will my next option be after that reply occurs? This sequential reasoning is one of the most practical contributions of game theory because it prevents decisions from being evaluated only at the starting point. It also encourages contingency planning. A strong strategy is not merely a preferred path, it is a structure that remains usable when other players adapt. For readers in business or negotiation contexts, this is especially relevant because the value of a move often depends on timing, credibility, and the ability to influence expectations before action is taken. Fourthly, cognitive traps are treated as strategic weaknesses with real consequences. The title signals that the book is concerned with people making predictably bad choices, and the available description links those choices to traps and cognitive biases. In this context, biases are not discussed only as private mental errors. They become strategic vulnerabilities because they distort how a person evaluates opponents, probabilities, and incentives. Overconfidence may lead someone to underestimate resistance. Short-term thinking may make a poor, immediate payoff seem attractive. Confirmation bias may cause a decision maker to notice only evidence that supports a preferred plan. In competitive environments, these errors are costly because other people can exploit them, or because the situation itself punishes unrealistic assumptions. Cross appears to use game theory as a way to discipline judgment instead of asking what outcome one wants. The reader is encouraged to test whether the desired outcome is plausible given the other participants and their incentives. This turns bias awareness into a planning tool. The benefit is not perfect rationality, but a more systematic method for catching predictable errors before they become losses. Lastly, the beginner focus favors clarity and application over technical depth. The book is best understood as an accessible guide rather than an academic treatment of game theory. Its likely strength is translation, taking ideas that can become mathematically complex and presenting them in plain terms for students, professionals, and general readers. That positioning shapes both its usefulness and its limits. Readers looking for formal proofs, advanced models, or specialized economic theory may need a more technical textbook. Readers who want to understand why strategic choices fail in everyday life are more likely to benefit from Cross's practical framing. The description emphasizes broad applicability across economics, politics, biology, work, and personal decision-making, which suggests that the book treats game theory as a general habit of analysis. This breadth can make the subject approachable, especially for readers who have encountered strategy advice that feels vague. By grounding strategic thinking in incentives, reactions, and problem-solving, the book offers a clearer structure than generic advice about confidence or decisiveness. Its value lies in making the reader more observant about interaction, not in making the reader a specialist. In conclusion, Predictably Dumb is most suitable for readers who are new to game theory and want a practical bridge between strategic concepts and everyday decision-making. It should appeal to professionals dealing with negotiation, management, competition, or planning, as well as students and general readers who want to understand why apparently intelligent people often choose poorly under pressure. Its practical benefit is the development of a more disciplined way to evaluate choices, identify the players, examine incentives, anticipate reactions, and test a plan against likely behavior rather than wishful assumptions. Intellectually, it encourages readers to see decision-making as interactive rather than isolated. Compared with many books in the same category, its differentiating feature is the focus on bad choices as predictable strategic errors. Some game theory introductions emphasize famous models or abstract puzzles, while many business strategy books offer broad advice without a clear analytical structure. Cross's book appears to sit between those approaches. It uses the language of game theory to explain common mistakes and to make strategic planning more concrete. Readers seeking advanced mathematics may find it introductory, but readers seeking usable strategic awareness are likely to find its accessible approach valuable. If you would like to support Adam Cross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.